Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel. Sorry I've been off air for a few days because the camera wasn't working, but here I am back with a vengeance. Donald J. Trump is nominating his cabinet. Remember, that's in the gift of the President of the United States, but it's subject to senatorial confirmation, and there'll be the confirmation hearings coming up. And last time, he did very, very badly indeed. He appointed people against the advice of the FBI. People resigned very, very quickly. His cabinet churn was, I think I'm right in saying, was more than any other president in history. Now, forgive me, was he the 45th president? And he's about to become the 47th, if I got that right. How come they don't count him twice? Can't they just bring back his previous ordinal number? Anyhow, so we'll go through this rogues gallery of the United States moving from democracy to cacocracy. And I don't doubt that he did win the popular vote. He won a majority of the states, as obviously well, the Electoral College. So some highly contentious picks there. So Pete Hegseth being appointed Defense Secretary. Now, he was in the US military years ago, which is obviously not a prerequisite. Someone could be a creditable Defense Secretary, never having served in the military, but it does obviously lend him a bit more credibility, the fact that he's done it himself, being one of the troops himself. Now, he was accused of sexual assault some time ago, but that shouldn't necessarily disbar him. This could be totally false. And if people were going to be blocked simply because of that, then the Democrats could prevent a Republican ever getting appointed by making sure someone was accused of some this or that. Remember Clarence Thomas in the early 90s? He was confirmed to the United States Supreme Court despite allegations of a sexual harassment against him, not of assault. No one suggests he touched anyone. Or Brad Kavanaugh, appointed to the Supreme Court. I think it was the wrong decision because people in the Supreme Court should be above suspicion. Of all the hundreds of federal judges, there are so many others that Trump could have appointed, even those who share his so-called philosophy, who don't have that question mark over the reputation. But Hegseth is there for sort of being a shock jock, on Fox News. Like Trump's idol Putin, he values loyalty over competence. So that's it. Trump wants canine levels of obedience. Never think of thinking for yourself at all. Always act at your leader's call. And then Matt Gaetz to be attorney general. And that's staggering considering the ethics investigation against him and the criminal investigation against him of alleged people trafficking, underage sex and so on. And wow, staggering that he should be appointed without that being cleared up. The allegations against Gaetz, they could be completely bogus. All right, but allow the investigation to proceed, reach a conclusion. If he's exonerated, fine. I'm not someone who says there's no smoke without fire. I do go by the presumption of innocence, unfashionable though it is. I know with the Me Too movement, accusation equals conviction. I don't agree with that witch craze notion. But Gaetz, there's still a case to answer against Matt Gaetz. I think he's a terrible pick. A loony and looks it. And it seems like his guy's had facial surgery. Nothing wrong with that. I haven't had it yet, by the way, much though I may need it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, you would have heard of President John F. Kennedy. And his the one brother one down from him was Robert F. Kennedy, who was assassinated by Saran Saran in 1968. Saran Saran was a Palestinian, was initially enamored of Robert F. Kennedy, said withdraw from Vietnam and we must have social justice and racial equality. But Saran Saran was incensed that Robert F. Kennedy was arguing for the illegal occupation of Palestine and all these crimes against the Palestinian people. So Robert F. Kennedy was a front runner for the Democratic nomination in 1968. He was in some hotel for the Democratic convention in, I think it was in Los Angeles, when he was assassinated by Saran Saran. Saran Saran is still in prison and he served 56 years for that crime. He's the longest serving prison in the United States. Surely time to pardon him, be Ruth, let him out. But what's his name? Gavin something rather, it'll come to be, that governor of California. He will not pardon him, which is just cruel and unjust. You know, he's served a very, very long time, over a half a century for that murder. Robert F. Kennedy is the son of, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the son of that assassinated politician. And he was going to be, I think it was the Reform Party's candidate. Then he withdrew and endorsed Trump. He's an anti-vax conspiracy theorist. So he's an absolute kook. And he's to be a health secretary. I mean, wow, that is really worrying. Someone so anti-scientific. How on earth would he, with no background in medical science, know more than all these epidemiologists and virologists, right? I have no scientific knowledge, therefore I defer to others. I know my limitations. I cannot understand these peer-reviewed articles in learned journals. I've never attempted to read a medical journal. I wouldn't have the lexis to do so. So therefore, I leave it to the experts on this one. And I realize that there are some well-founded doubts about these things. They rush through the drug approval process. These things would normally take over a decade, and they were done in a matter of months. What's the long-term effect? We don't know. But there was a development risk allowance made because it was so important to get the death toll down, to reopen the economy, and so forth. All right. Other things we got to take into account. So there'll be a question before the United States Senate, and they will be given a hard time, no doubt about that. Hegseth, because he allegedly committed sexual assault in California in 2017. So he fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. What else? He has this motto, Deus vult, Latin for God wishes it, tattooed on him. Nothing wrong with that, but some say, oh, that's far right or something like that. And so some people in the United States military say he's unsuitable for that reason. Okay, who else is there going to be? There's going to be Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's a senator from Florida of Cuban heritage. And of course, he's viciously anti-Palestinian, a cheerleader for the massacre of people of Gaza. He dishonestly and outrageously blames it on Hamas. There's no question Hamas did attack Israel on the 7th of October and killed hundreds of civilians. Now, that was not the beginning of this conflict, which has been going on for perhaps a century. And there are occasions when Israelis have killed many civilians. You know, there have been occasions in Gaza where Israel killed hundreds of civilians in one day. And deliberately, I was reading this report about Palestinian children who are shot in the head by snipers. No mistake, marksmen who knew what they were doing. And it hasn't happened to once or twice, again and again and again. It's obviously not brought home on the mainstream media in the United States. The Secretary of the Treasury, he hasn't nominated somebody yet. Doug Burgum to be Secretary of the Interior. Okay, so Chris Wright to be Secretary of Energy. Doug Collins to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. A really sexy woman, actually. So there was the United States House of Representatives were investigating Matt Gaetz, but Matt Gaetz has resigned from it, thinking this will close the investigation into him. Some people say, well, we've really had to vet him properly if he's going to be in charge of the Department of Justice, right? Two women have testified against him. It's alleged that he had sex with a girl below the age of consent in Florida in 2017. I've got no idea if that's true. She was 17. That's the allegation. And he said, no, he never copulated with her. Okay, maybe that's a lie, presumption of innocence. But surely this matter ought to be cleared up before going ahead. You know, you wouldn't be allowed to get a job at a much lower level if there was such an allegation hanging over you. That is the age of consent. There is 18. In some jurisdictions, it's 16. Okay, even it is below the age of consent, it's only just. But in the United States, if someone's under the age of consent by just a few months, weeks, days, in some places like Florida, they come down like a ton of bricks on the guy. Okay, so if he has done something wrong, okay, there's got to be some punishment. I wouldn't think he'd an absolute monster and throw away the key and send him for years and years. But there's already, you'd think that Caesar's wife has got to be above suspicion. Matt Gaetz says that these are falsehoods and these are vicious fabrications and just disgusting and his attempt to end his political career. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that Big Pharma is the root of all evil. Well, hello, you actually need pharmaceuticals for medicine. Have you heard of anything? The American Public Health Association says he's very bad news. He's really undermined public confidence in their whole idea of medicine. And there are many more suitable people you can pick. So it's pretty dreadful that he's going to be there. And the National Security Advisor, Tulsi Gabbard, who has endorsed Putinite lies, who is very bad, very dangerous, evil, and just idiotic. So it's very worrying. I don't think Matt Gaetz will get through the confirmation process. Some Republican senators have already suggested they'll vote against him. I know the Republicans have got the majority, but only 52 out of 48. So the Democrats, plus a handful of Republicans, and he's going nowhere. But this could go beyond the 20th of January, some posts unfilled, and the lots of ambassadorial positions that Trump had vacant over a year into his presidency, including the ambassador to South Korea. Just relations with the Republic of Korea were vital because of what was happening in North Korea. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.